Welcome back. Welcome back. Module number two about boundaries. We're going to be stepping into segment number one. And I'm going to, inside of this, just really help you identify how important this is. So I'm going to be taking you through some of the symptoms and awarenesses and kind of feedback that you might be getting inside of your own life if you have an opportunity to strengthen your sensual circle. I want to say to you that I am consistently and constantly in my life strengthening and building my own sensual circle with every life stage and growth opportunity that I step into. So as I share this with you, I invite you to really receive that this is normal. You know, it's really, I'm bringing this forward with the intention of showing you and sharing with you how important this is and how critical it is to honor this continuously. Because it's not like you construct your sensual circle once and then you let it go and you leave it be. As you grow into higher levels of consciousness, you have an opportunity inside of being incredibly vigilant and aware of increasing your awareness of your sensual circle and the new boundaries that you have the opportunity to set given what you're growing into. Okay, so it's a constant relationship. So I invite you to really be open to that. And actually, along those lines, some of you have an opportunity to take Live You Fully for the second time, or you're aware of your sensual circle through the power of sensuality. And so I invite you to listen to this really openly around what else inside of this do you have to learn and grow into, because I am constantly aware of my sensual circle and what it is that my soul is seeking to experience and how I need to honor that. So just a side note for you. Okay, so how can you tell if your sensual circle is being compromised? And when I say this, I want you to, I invite you to realize that it really is your opportunity. So it's not somebody else that compromises your sensual circle. It's you that compromises it. And why is that important to say? Because you need to realize that you are the one that has the opportunity to heal it. And we'll talk more about that in a little bit. Here are some internal signs of a compromised sensual circle. Issues regarding self-respect, a fear of losing control, fear of financial loss, the getting stuck in kind of that scarcity and lack mentality, that inability to thrive and really stuck in that survival mentality. Poorly balanced relationships will absolutely be present inside of a compromised sensual circle. Some of the behaviors that come up inside of a sensual circle that are interesting to mention, which you may have experienced at some point in your life, eating issues such as anorexia and bulimia, along with buried emotions and depression, are very often associated with a compromised sensual circle. So those are some of the internal and even external behaviors and signs that are present inside of a compromised sensual circle. And, you know, eating issues such as anorexia and bulimia, you know, these difficulties with honoring. A lot of self-honoring inside of this and knowing what's honoring for you or not. Some more physical signs of a compromised sensual circle: sore lower back, infertility, bladder and kidney problems. Wow, this is a big one, right? You know, I had a sore lower back for a long time, years in fact. Infertility isn't my issue, even though I'm going through IVF. There's a big explanation about that, but that's okay. I'll leave it at that. It's not about me explaining my situation. I will tell you that I have an incredible amount of experience with this. And instead of, you know, I had some kidney stones that were a very, very big deal. And when I looked at this, instead of going into, oh my gosh, what's wrong with me? I'm doing this wrong. I've made some sort of big mistake. I see it as an incredible awareness. Now, your body is sharing something with you. There's an opportunity for you to reconstruct and for you to set new boundaries inside of this. So if you have some of these symptoms, if you've experienced them, it's not about going into fear and saying, oh my gosh, I've done something wrong. Something's a total mess. Like, you know, I'm bad. Any of that. It really is, wow, look, I've been getting some signs about how important this is. How critical this is in your life. And that's why I'm sharing this with you right now before we even go further into boundaries, because I invite you to see how much a compromised sensual circle affects your life. So feel into that intensity. And inside of that, I also invite you to feel into the opportunity, because when you do consistently reconstruct your sensual circle, you have an incredibly powerful opportunity to grow and to refine what it is that will serve you. Okay, really big deal. So, what is the number one way to reconstruct your sensual circle? I've said it a lot of times. It is healthy boundaries. Healthy ones. Healthy, not just boundaries. Healthy boundaries. So it accomplishes everything you desire to achieve and receive, not only in this course, but in your life. It is crucial and critical to set up healthy boundaries. So as we move into this next segment, which is segment number two about how to actually do this, I'm going to invite you to go back and really look at the physical signs of a compromised sensual circle, the internal signs and behaviors, and see what resonates with you. So just take a moment right now, go ahead and pause at the end of this segment, and do a little rundown for yourself. Where are you aware inside of yourself that you're having an opportunity to reconstruct a sensual circle with healthy boundaries? Take a moment, have that awareness, and then I will meet you back here, and we're going to take it deeper inside of how to create sensual boundaries that honor who you are and support your real power. I have some things to share with you about boundaries that you probably have never heard before.